Episode 31, The Walking Leader Podcast. Rule number 9 for great to follow. Sounds familiar. You are who you hang out with. Someone once said that you become just like the top 5 people you hang out with. If you have never heard this, then let me tell you, the statement is so very true. Not only is it accurate, but you could say it's almost a scientific fact. Think about the following. Back in high school, when everyone was broken up into groups, just like Grace did. Remember Grace in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? She was the secretary. She called them the sportos, the mortarheads, the geeks, wastoids, and dweebies. She had a couple of other words, but we're not going to get into that. Going into high school, no one started out that way. No one started off in a group. Okay, maybe a few did. But for the most part, no one really began high school that way. It wasn't until after everybody found their place or fell into place that they became who they hung out with. The JV football player hung out with the other football players and thus became part of the sportos. The cheerleader hung out with the cheerleaders and, well, they became the cheerleaders. The members of the math club became mathletes and so on and so on. Now, if you're listening to this, I hope most of you are no longer in high school anymore. And now you have to pick a new team to play with, a new group of people to hang out with, and that means that you will become just like them. Trust me. Does this mean that if you work in the accounting department, you will most likely just become just like everyone else in the accounting department? Yes. Just like those individuals that work in the maintenance department, will you be just like the other individuals in the maintenance department? Yes. Why? Well, everyone wants to fit in. Everyone wants to be part of the team, the accounting team. In all actuality, everyone wants to succeed, and in order to succeed, they have to become team players. Being a team player is the only way success in any organization will occur. No matter if it's for the company, the department, or the individual, everyone must play the game. Now, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. You have to practice with the team or department or group every day, and you get better not just in doing the work, but at becoming a fully integrated member of the team. However, being a fully integrated member of the team may come at a price. The price is your attitude, and see, your attitude will reflect the type of people you're following. Follow good people, you're going to have a great attitude. And on the opposite side, follow bad people, and you know what your attitude is going to be. Now, you might not know that you have a bad attitude because you're on the inside looking out. However, rest assured that those that are outside looking in will see your bad attitude. Think about that. Now, if you want to move ahead in the organization, then stay away from the bad attitudes. It is. It is that simple. Yes, I know. It is that simple. Stay away from the bad. Hang around with people that have good attitude and good attitudes, and before you know it, you're going to have a good attitude as well, and others are going to definitely see it. Now, if you're not too sure who has a good attitude and who does not, then all you need to do is stop, look around, and you'll see who is who. I mean, they stick out like sore thumbs, the ones with the bad attitudes. Just like the ones with the good attitudes, they stick out like a sore thumb. Look around you. They're there. Now, usually those with good attitudes are the recognized leaders. They're the ones that people turn to in a time of crisis. The people with a... Now, I didn't say that they are the management. I didn't say that they are the directors. I didn't say that they are the ones in charge. I just said they're the ones that people turn to in a time of crisis. And if you have to wait for a time of crisis to identify who the leaders are, then guess what? You're going to have to wait, because you'll see at that moment who people are flocking to, who people are calling, who people are saying, hey, what can we do? What do we need to do? While the ones that are not leaders are kind of running around with their heads cut off. And that's kind of sad to see in a manager, in a facility director. That is a terrible thing to see in a facility director. But hey, you know, sometimes they're just in it for themselves and they're not seeing the big picture, and it does come shining through. That's the attitude I'm talking about. So the people with a good attitude are also the ones that are grounded and deeply rooted in the organization. And I say deeply rooted because they know what it takes to be with the organization for so long, or as long as they have been, and definitely they know what it takes to move up within the organization. Find those people and you got it made. Find the wrong people, and I guarantee you this, you will not be long for the company. Once you have been identified as someone who hangs around with the wrong people, then you can mark your calendar with the date of your departure. And by this I mean that upper management is in no position to continually deal with the bad eggs. And guess what? You're going to become a bad egg, and they are in no position to deal with that. The current economy doesn't. The current job market doesn't allow for any nonsense to be put up with. You know, it's time you get to work, you do your work, you have a good attitude, you produce, you move up. But you have a bad attitude, you might as well say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to go. Now, this applies at any level, but it's especially so from those at the entry-level position. See, the organization's management and leadership wants to know that their new hires are what they claim to be on paper. Remember, you filled out a job application? You filled out a resume? They want to know that's who you are. Now, nowhere on this resume or your job application did you put down as one of your skills as bad attitude or chief bad attitude person of the last organization I was with. You never put that down. You know, you went to work, you did something, you got paid for it, but what that something you did is what you put in your resume and you put in your application. But you don't put down your attitude, so be careful. Now, organizations want people that are dedicated and committed to making the organization the best it can possibly be, and that's why they screen these applications. I've seen job vacancies, people have applied in the hundreds for job vacancies. And because someone did not follow a clearly written direction, or I'd say half of them got tossed out because it says no resumes, application only, yet they include resumes. Or they only submit resumes. Seriously, follow directions. There you go. There's your bad attitude right from the get-go. Something to think about. See, in a 24/7 world, that means that if the organization hires someone that is not ready 100% to deliver on their stated promises of, I can do the job, then you know what? They will not hesitate to replace you, as you can rest assured there will always be somebody else that can do the job that you failed to do. Find yourself with a bad attitude and you will see, ain't no one got time for that. I know that I cannot tell you who to hang out with and who not to hang out with. But what I can tell you is a cold, hard reality. And that cold, hard reality is that those that hire you will expect you to make the right decision of whom you choose to hang out with at work and whom you hang out with outside of work. It's that simple. It really is. See, some choose wisely while others choose poorly. Be careful. There's nothing more I can say that has not already been said. You will know who the good crowd is and who the bad crowd is. You made it this far, you can make it all the way. So choose wisely. Now, what if you do not hang out with anyone? Well, my friend, the answer is perfectly clear. You hang out with no one, then you become no one. It's simple. If that sounds harsh, then it should be because it was meant to be harsh. See, unless you are one person, a one-person operation, no one can do it alone. Unless everyone you work with is the wrong crowd, and then that's the only exception, I'll give you that much. But if everyone you work with goes against your moral fiber and integrity, then it really is time for you to go and find a place that's more suited for you. Now, I do understand that there will be times that you have to do what you don't want to do because you have obligations. You must meet, you must take care of the commitments, and those commitments can't be broken. You know, paying the bills, putting food on the table, clothing the kids. I understand it. It's acceptable. However, what is not acceptable and not understandable is to be in a place that goes against who you are. Find a way out and do not look back. I mean, run. Never forget and always remember that there's always somebody watching, usually the person that hired you. Those individuals will want to know that they're getting a suitable return on their investment. And guess what? You, my friend, are the investment. Now, pick and choose wisely because the decisions you make you'd finally, ultimately make might not be the one that helps you succeed or grow within the organization. But then again, it might just be the one that makes you, shoots you straight up to the top. So again, choose wisely. Be careful. I know it sounds a little bit like what I talked about when seeking a mentor, but it also deals with your coworkers. It deals with the people you know. It deals with what you do when you're not being mentored and when you're not doing your work. And yes, it does apply. And I know, like I said earlier, they can't tell you, I can't tell you who to hang out with, who not to hang out with, but you have to make the right decisions. And really, in the end, it is up to you. So listen, again, my name is Dave Garrett. This was episode 31. And rule number 9, you become who you hang out with. Again, let me know what you think. Dave@DaveGuerra.com is my email address. And @DaveGuerra is my Twitter feed. Let me know. Follow me there. Drop me a note. Say, hey, Dave, I like it. I hate it. Something. Say something. So until next time, I thank you. Take it easy. Have a great day. Goodbye.